Facebook is in the midst of what could be its biggest crisis yet. A whistleblower recently leaked a trove of internal company documents called the Facebook Papers to 24 news outlets. In them are several revelations, including one that shows evidence Facebook employees knew about but did not do enough to stop people who were planning the January 6th insurrection. The social media company is also dealing with an earnings report today as the company's whistleblower, Francis Haugen, testifies before British policymakers. We want to note that Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR, and joining us now for more is Sarah Fisher, a media reporter at Axios. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So, Sarah, I mentioned the findings about how Facebook handled the group called Stop the Steal involving the January 6th insurrection. What are some of the biggest highlights from these Facebook papers, which were leaked by, as I mentioned, this former employee, Francis Haugen?
Yeah, I like to group them into three main findings. So the first, to your point, is that Facebook really struggled to police content that has led to radicalization or mental health issues. The second is that Facebook has struggled to police information abroad, especially in other languages. And then the final point is that it's really grappling with its user base, which is aging. You know, it is now competing against platforms like TikTok and Snapchat to attract younger users, and that really matters for its business long term.
What can you tell us about Haugen and what she testified about at today's Parliament committee hearing in Britain?
So Facebook has done the research about ways that its products might be causing harm, but she says has instead opted to choose profits over public safety, meaning that instead of implementing changes that its research has recommended, it's instead decided to make decisions that would keep users highly engaged because that's really good for advertising revenue and growth. Now, I want to be clear that Facebook denies this allegation. You know, they say that the premise of the heart of these stories is false, that they are a business that makes profit, but the idea that they put people's safety over profit is not true. But I think the tension here lies in the fact that the whistleblowers' leaked documents sort of suggest that it is true. And so Facebook, I think, is going to have a tough time trying to convince people otherwise.
You know, we've been reporting over several weeks about this latest research that shows the harms of Facebook and its company Instagram on young people. And of course, Facebook always seems to be testifying before Congress. How much of a PR nightmare is this for the company? I mean, financially at least, even with today's earnings report, the company seems unflappable.
Yeah, well, we'll see what they report today. But you're right. Up until now, these sort of PR scandals, while some of them have been very damaging, have not led to major business impacts for the company. Even when there was a major advertiser boycott in the summer of 2020, in response to sort of the Black Lives Matter movement and people saying Facebook doesn't do enough to combat hate on the platform, the company's earnings reports continue to be stellar. And so I wouldn't expect this to be what has an impact on Facebook's business quite yet. It could result in changes to the way lawmakers think about regulating the company, and that could impact its business long term. But I wouldn't expect you to see major impacts to Facebook's earnings as a result of this. Now, there will be impacts to Facebook's earnings as a result of other unrelated things. For example, Apple has made a bunch of changes that are impacting Facebook's ads business. But these reports, I don't think, are going to prove to really damage Facebook. We haven't seen a lot of advertisers come out and say, we're boycotting Facebook as a result of all these new allegations.
You know, before I let you go, this was supposed to be a big week for Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg is planning to announce more details about a new metaverse of VR and AR-driven remote work and play at a conference. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So Facebook for a long time has been a social media network. But what it's done is it's built a lot of ancillary products around its social media network of about 3 billion people, and it hopes to introduce those products, bring them together to create a whole new type of virtual world, which it is calling the metaverse. Those products include VR and AR, so virtual reality headsets through this company called Oculus that it acquired. It includes a digital payment system backed by blockchain and cryptocurrency, which it calls the Novi Digital Wallet. And then it also includes, on top of that, all of these different features to help creators connect to their greatest fans, whether that's new live audio features, video, etc. And so to create all these things together with the metaverse, the one thing that Facebook needs that it's lacking is actually just institutional trust. It needs trust from lawmakers, regulators, the public, that it can responsibly build this thing. And what these new reports do is it makes it harder for Facebook to get that level of trust so it can go out and acquire new companies to build the metaverse, to bring on new staffers to build it. Without that institutional trust, I think it's going to be very hard for them to move into this next chapter.
Sarah Fisher is a media reporter at Axios. Thank you so much.
Thank you.